Okay, back to the dinim of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Torah brings down that in Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to get washed, take showers, go to the mikveh if it's open, get dressed in Shabbos-tikah clothing. Why? Because the Jew is certain that Hashem is going to grant everybody a very good year. So by getting dressed up, we're showing that we're certain of the outcome of the Rosh Hashanah fiasco, so to speak. There's a famous Varta Vaditshever of Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Liyis B'Shabbos, which is this year, by the way. So he said that Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is a good Yom Tov. Why? So he said the following. It says in the Tfilis we say in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikosevun, Hashem writes us in the books on Rosh Hashanah, and He seals it on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Well, the Gemara was first. But the Gemara explains that tzaddikim are written in the good books right away. The Rishoyim are written in the bad books right away. In between people, Hashem waits from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. You know, that's what it means. Hashem writes in Rosh Hashanah, and He seals on Yom Kippur because the middle row people have a chance to do tshuva. So the Vaditcher said the following. Hashem keeps the Torah. Magid devar of liyakir, mashu mitzava, mashu mitzava, as chedel nazi, so I say. Hashem, whatever He commands us to do, Hashem keeps the Torah. So He says like this. Halachically, you're not allowed to write on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to write on Yom Tov for Shabbos. When are you allowed to write? To save a life. Pikuach nefesh. You can desecrate Shabbos. So he says, especially when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when it's really forbidden to write. So he said, the Yitzchak Baditshev said the following. So, tzaddikim, to write them in the good book that you're allowed to, that's saving their lives, the book of life. The wicked people, Hashem is not allowed to write in the book of bad, because you're not allowed to write on Yom Tov. So therefore he said, Rosh Hashanah, Shecholi Yom Tov, Shecholi Rosh Hashanah. It's a good Rosh Hashanah, especially when it falls out on Shabbos, because Hashem is forced to write into the good books. By the way, the ultimate writing is Rosh Hashanah in the morning by Tekiah's time. What? Why? Hashem keeps 2 days Yom Tov too. Okay, if it's Yom Arich, that makes it worse. If it wouldn't be Yom Arich, that makes it easier. But Yom Arich, that makes both days one Kedusha. So we can't write it on the second day Yom Tov either. It's only Yom Tov, both days Yom Tov you can't write. Anyway, coming back here to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so it says like this. Every Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to prepare yourself spiritually for Rosh Hashanah. It's proper, it's brought down, that before Rosh Hashanah, you should accept a new hiddur, a new meticulous observance of mitzvahs that you didn't do a whole year. Meaning you want to start off the year by showing Hashem, we're making a New Year's resolution, not that's broken January 2nd, but a resolution that the person is going to keep. So anyway, so a person is certain that Hashem gives us a good year, and therefore you get, it's all Yom Tov. Also, it's important, Prichadish brings down, the Rebbe always used to bring down this Prichadish that says that just like there's a mitzvah to give money to the poor people before Pesach, you have to give money to the poor people before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. You also have a lot of expenses that they don't have money for. So just like the Prichadish says, he brings down that the Prichadish writes that he had the minig of giving money to poor people before Rosh Hashanah, because if you think about it, you have to buy a sukkah and lulav and esrog. I mean, there's a lot of expenses on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot that you don't have the whole year also. That's it. Okay, next, this year we don't have to do an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, when Yom Tov begins, so number one, it's brought down in Sfarim. The Friedrich Rebbe is very emphatic about it in his letter that he wrote before Rosh Hashanah to the Bochrim and to everybody. He says for the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, which is interesting, by the way, is the only Yom Tov that even in Israel they keep 2 days. Biblically, Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day. We keep it outside of Eretz Yisrael because of a doubt of the days. But in Eretz Yisrael, the din is, the Gemara says, that they also kept 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they kept 2 days. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, where the court existed, they also kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that is like this. In the olden times, they didn't have calendars. When Mashiach comes, by the way, we're not going to go by the calendar anymore either. The Rambam says clearly in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to the old style of the witnesses. So how did Beis Din know when Rosh Chodesh was? So first of all, Beis Din figured out, according to astronomy, if it's feasible to be able to see the moon. And then, if a guy saw the moon, witnesses saw the moon at night, they would come quickly to Beis Din in Yerushalayim the next morning. And Beis Din would check them out, make sure they're legitimate witnesses. And then Beis Din would proclaim that day Rosh Chodesh. That's what it used to be. What happened when Beis Din proclaimed Rosh Chodesh? So only immediate people in Israel were able to know that Beis Din proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. They didn't have texting, and they didn't have calling, and they didn't have emails, and they didn't have all that stuff. So originally, the Gemara says, what did they do? How did they let people in Eretz Yisrael know? So they went, Beis Din went on top of a mountain and lit a torch of fire. And the people on the next mountain saw that mountain, and they lit the torch. And then they lit it. So all over Eretz Yisrael, they would light torches, that for day right away, and everybody would know when Rosh Chodesh is in Eretz Yisrael. What happened? The troublemakers came, and they started lighting torches the wrong night. You know. So they started lighting torches wrong. So Beis Din couldn't do that method anymore. So what did Beis Din do? The Gemara says, Beis Din sent out shluchim on horseback. People said Beis Din sent out, the day they proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, they right away sent out messengers that everybody should know what Rosh Chodesh was. Now, what really mattered is for the Yom Tov, the 15th of Pesach of Nisan, the 15th of Sukkot, the 10th of Tishrei for Yom Kippur, that's what really mattered to know when Rosh Chodesh was. Like this, okay, you'd have them Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but you had to know when Tillim, that was it. So they said both days, the Suffolk. So you said both days, the Suffolk. Anyway, so by the time Yom Tov came, all over Eretz Yisrael, everybody knew, the messengers got there, and everybody knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So then in Eretz Yisrael, they knew when the 15th of Nisan was, when Rosh Chodesh was retroactively, and therefore they're able to keep one day Yom Tov, like it says in the Torah. People outside Eretz Yisrael didn't have luxury of the messengers getting there. Either couldn't get there on time, or there were not enough Jews even to send out the messengers. So it was a possibility of 1 or 2 days. So the Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael kept 2 days. That was all the Yom Tov. Even though now the Gemara says we have a calendar, and now we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore we should know when the 15th of Nisan and Tishrei is. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Minig Avisenu Biyadenu, what's called in fiddler tradition. And if it's tradition, it's tradition. And by the way, unlike some people think, because of that, the second day is stricter than the first day in many respects. Because the Chum gave the power to keep their things. And therefore, you have to keep outside of Eretz Yisrael. No matter where you are, you have to keep 2 days. What was the problem with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was Aleph Tishrei. The first of Tishrei. That means the night of Rosh Hashanah, witnesses saw the moon. It came right away in the morning to Beis Din on Rosh Hashanah. What they didn't know was Rosh Hashanah yet. The Beis Din checked them out, and the Beis Din said, okay, now it's Rosh Chodesh, now it's Rosh Hashanah.
They came early in the morning?
What? They came early in the morning.
Always in the morning.
They made sure to come as early as possible. I'll tell you a story what happened once. So therefore, they came early in the morning. So Beis Din said, oh, this is Rosh Hashanah. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was relevant because they had different sacrifices on Rosh Chodesh. They had different sacrifices on Rosh Hashanah. But so most of the time in the morning when Bezin said today's Rosh Hashanah, so in the Beis Hamikdash they knew. The problem was you can't send out messengers on horseback on Yom Tov. Not allowed to ride a horse on Yom Tov. So Beis Din couldn't even send out shluchim to Eretz Yisrael. So the only ones that knew really when the Beis Hamikdash was, the guys in the immediate area of the Beis Hamikdash. But the guys in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak or wherever, Haifa, wherever, the other city, there was no way they were able to know when Rosh Chodesh was because it was only one day. It was Yom Tov and you're not allowed to ride horses on Yom Tov. 1 second. So therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days. Because again, they didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. It happened, the Gemara says, that one time the witnesses came very late on Rosh Hashanah day. So Beis Din's waiting a whole day for the witnesses to come, and they didn't show up. So Beis Din said to themselves, okay, they're not coming. It's not Rosh Chodesh yet, they're probably coming tomorrow. So what happened? So Beis Din told the Beis HaMikdash to go ahead with the weekday karbanos. And he started bringing the weekday karbanos. All of a sudden, late in the afternoon, the witnesses showed up. So now Beis Din was faced with a dilemma. Really, today should be Rosh Hashanah. Because they said they saw the moon last night. So Beis Din said like this, if witnesses come after Mincha time, so what Beis Din did is, they made the rest of the day Chag, no malacha, no work, but the Rosh Hashanah, they proclaimed the next day. So it's possible, even in the Beis HaMikdash, even in the court, that they kept at least 1.5 days Rosh Hashanah. But that's the reason why, even in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. What? The
question is, if they know astronomy, why would they have to wait for that situation to arise?
It's a very, very good question. The answer is, because the Torah said it has to be through the testimony of witnesses. It didn't matter. The only thing Beis Din figured out, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Beis Din figured out that it was not possible to see the moon. Then if witnesses came and they said we saw the moon, Beis Din knew they were liars. But if Beis Din knew when the moon was going to be, if witnesses didn't come, Beis Din still did not proclaim Rosh Chodesh. It had to be through the testimony of 2 witnesses.
Or their own observation.
Yeah, then they're the witnesses. Mm-hmm. What? That was once they were on the way already, not to start off. What?
But in the best scenario, if they come in the morning, and from that more early morning they announce that day as the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Jewish calendar starts from the night before. So what do you do about the fact that you missed the Rosh Hashanah night?
But it wasn't Yom Tov yet.
But now, so Yom Tov started from morning.
From the morning, yeah. Yeah. First of all, the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't daven so much. It wasn't that they had Ma'ariv and Shah, you know.
But still, the day starts from the night.
Yeah, but the day wasn't Yom Tov yet until Beis Din made it Yom Tov.
So it would be...
What?
Rosh Hashanah, part of the Yom Tov, like half of the Yom Tov only?
From the morning to the evening. How else could it be? Okay, they can't... If the witnesses come in the morning, yeah? I don't know. Maybe it says so. I've never seen anywhere that there are machmir for the night.
Horses at night.
No? But it wasn't Yom Tov until Beis Din made it Yom Tov. Not like Shabbos. No. That's not true. Beis Din did not clarify it's Yom Tov. Beis Din made it Yom Tov. Therefore, Atim Afilu Shegin, Afilu Mazidim, Afilu Mutoyim. Beis Din, even if they intentionally pushed it off a day, the Yom Tov wasn't there yet. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Malachim come to Hashem and they say, when is Rosh Hashanah? You know, when do we come and defend, prosecute? Hashem says, I don't know. Whenever Beis Din makes it Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov. That's why, by the way, it's late, but that's why we say in davening, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, in Shabbos davening, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't say Mekadosh Yisrael Vash Shabbos. We say Mekadosh Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is not up to Beis Din. Shabbos Mekadosh V'Kaimah, Shabbos up to Hashem. Yom Tov is up to Beis Din. So therefore, what do we say in the Shemoneh Esrei Yom Tov? Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Who's Yisrael? The Beis Din. And therefore, Moshe Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Or Yemadin, whatever. Why? Because Shabbos is not up to Beis Din. Machashim is my Shemai Melchim Beis Din. Yevin Shavala Agal Tev. Chanan Kashim. Melotu Gid Baruch Hazak Sovir. Yevin Shavala Agal Tev.